I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. My bass fishing buddy Stacy Barber was an early-to-bed, early-to-rise kind of guy. But there was one situation that would keep him up all night long. I'll tell you what it was, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
My bass fishing buddy Stacy Barber loved to go to bed early and get up early, unless the August night was calm and the weather had been stable for about 3 or 4 days. He said if that was the situation, he knew the bass would be moving out of the deep into the mid-depth vegetation and he would be able to catch them with top water lures. He said, don't mess around in that heavy cover. You don't want to be in the lily pads. You don't want to be in that vegetation that works itself all the way up to the surface, that moss, those heavy, heavy mats of thick vegetation. You don't want to be in those. You want to be in the vegetation that is growing up to about a foot or two below the surface so that you can work a top water bait at night and in the dark. But you don't want to use a fast-moving topwater or something like a buzz bait. It's more like a chugging bait, something like a walk-the-dog kind of bait. And you're just basically popping that over the surface of the water above that vegetation, and you're catching some really big bass. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.